Well, good afternoon, everyone. We're so happy to have you with us on Local Matters for this Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Pastor Ron, good afternoon, sir.
Good Friday afternoon, Dwight. I'll tell you, we have such a good time doing these sessions, and I hope our listening audience are enjoying them as much as we are, because we enjoy ourselves immensely when we get in here and start doing these.
Absolutely. You start talking about the promises of the Word of God, and it just raises your faith.
Yeah.
Changes your perspective, changes your attitude. Colleges to look at things in a different way, which is what we pray that the effect of our audience is, the truths, the nuggets, the principles of the Word of God. You know, as we said last week, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And Brother Copeland, I heard him say a long time ago, one word from God can change your life forever.
Yep.
So one nugget, one truth, one principle can make a difference in a very practical way in the lives of our audience members. And that's what we believe for every week.
That's what we want. We are hopeful that some of these practical statements and practical insights to why, you know, we don't want to be so religiously minded that we're no earthly good.
Yeah.
We want to be spiritually minded so we can help people to realize some answers to real issues in their life. And, you know, Dwight, one of the things that we all are facing right now is something we call social distancing. And the Lord just laid it on our hearts to talk about how we can connect with others, even though we're required to social distance. How do we keep the mask from causing us to disconnect? You know, Beth and I were talking the other day that we you know, obviously there's different places that require masks and grocery stores and different places. We were talking about being in the grocery store and how sometimes these masks get you to the place that you won't even look people in the eye, or you won't. You know you're smiling and you want to smile, and sometimes I think that smile can be seen in the brightness of our eyes. But you know, Dwight, we want to get to the place when we are socially distancing. Even though we have to social distance, we still want to be able to connect with people.
Yeah.
We don't want these masks and the social distancing to segregate us. We may have to be separated, but we don't want to be segregated. And the Lord is not pleased with segregation at all. And sometimes if we're not careful, when we're wearing these masks and we know we have to social distance, it'll get us to the place where we won't say hi to someone.
Yeah.
We won't communicate, or we won't say, how are you today? And, you know, Dwight, I just felt like we should talk about this today so that maybe we could get people broke loose from this. Even if you have to wear your mask in a grocery store, which, you know, we can understand the principles of that and why people are doing that. And we want to be, obviously, we want to abide by the rules that the state and the CDC hand down. But we also don't want these rules and laws to get us to a place that we disconnect from people and we become segregated. We may have to be separated, but Dwight, we do not have to be segregated, which is I don't think the Lord appreciates or likes segregation in any form.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it is, you know, I've noticed in places where we wear masks that require us to, it's an easy thing just to kind of walk on by where you ordinarily just greet people. I was talking to my wife not too long ago, and I ran into somebody I hadn't seen in a few months, and I thought, I haven't seen them in a long time. And I thought, I haven't seen anybody in a long time. I mean, you know, it's like, and you know, somehow we know, you know, we need each other.
Uh-huh.
We need the camaraderie. We need the fellowship.
Yes, we
need
do.
The oneness. We need the esprit de corps. We need each other. And I know when we were doing first, you know, back during the early COVID days, no church for a while. Then we did it on Facebook. Then we had drive-in, and we got back. And I appreciated the drive-in, and I'm glad we did it. It was good. The only person I saw, though, was a Perth car to the left, car to the right. And it was wave.
Yeah.
You know, but I was so glad when we were able to come back in, although we do two services now. We let the people social distance if they choose to, or sit with their families, wear a mask if they choose to, all of that. But it was so good just to see people, to wave at them, to fellowship with them. God created us that way.
You know, Dwight, one of the things we realized when we did start having the two services, Beth and I, obviously, you know, we're both services and pastors, and we realized that how much joy people had in seeing each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when we went from doing church online to the drive-in church, we noticed that people enjoyed even being at the drive-in church,
really
getting
better,
to see each other. Because, Dwight, See, we were not created, and any person that tries to tell you this is really religiously blinded or wrong. We were not created for segregation. We were not created to be isolated. And I know people, you know, are isolated. We're going to get into this in another point a little later on about how to handle that. But people are quarantined because of maybe they do have COVID. But we were not created for that. We were created for fellowship with God and fellowship with people. You know, Jesus said, the greatest commandments are to love God and love people. Well, if you feel like you're segregated from people, you feel like you have to segregate, then are you, you feel like you're maybe holier than thou or cleaner than thou or something, and then that attitude causes those walls of defensiveness that cause the walls to go up. And we don't want these masks and the fact that we're staying 6 feet apart. We don't want these to cause walls to go up. We want to be able, if you got your mask on, you see someone, you smile and wave at them anyway.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you are outreaching and you are loving people, no matter if you have to wear a mask, because these feelings that we have of this separation or this segregation when these masks are over our faces, Dwight, you know, that can really be a dumbed down thing for a society. You know, we are created in the image and the likeness of God. And even though we abide by the laws and we want to protect every person, we are saying don't allow this face mask to be a shield to your love and your life and caring for other people. Even though we're wearing these masks, let's make it a point to say hi, to reach out. We may have to bump elbows instead of shake hands, but let's make it a point that we're not going to allow these masks to cause something in regard to segregation that is so displeasing to the Lord. That attitude, Dwight, of segregation is something that He never intended for us to experience. He wants us to be one in Christ Jesus. We're one in Him, where there's really, the scripture says, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither slave nor free, there's neither bond nor bound or unbound, but we are one in Christ. And so when we realize that, we realize that the breaking of the segregation is something that He desires for our life.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this Friday afternoon on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about how to stay connected in a world where we're social distancing. And you know, Pastor Ron, you're exactly right. We are better together.
Yeah.
And the challenge that we've had with the COVID-19 is staying together and staying apart at the same time.
Yeah.
But that example you used a while ago, when we all finally came, even at the drive-in church, when we came back together, it was just so good to see people.
Yes.
So good to see people.
Mm-hmm.
So just because we're going through this temporary thing right here, which is deemed necessary by this virus, you know, we can't lose contact, we can't lose touch, we can't stop caring, we can't stop reaching out.
Right. You know, and Dwight, distancing is not forever.
Yeah.
We cannot allow this COVID to be the new normal. We just cannot. And you hear people say, this is the new normal. This is something that I refuse to identify this virus as the new normal. I'm not going to do that, because we were not created for this. We were not created in God's image and God's likeness for all of this to be the new normal. I am believing that there will be a vaccine, that because of that vaccine and because of treatments, we will be able to be back to normal, where we can shake hands, we can hug each other, we can be close to each other. You know, when you talk about this concept of separation, Dwight, you know, one of the things obviously we're facing as well in our country as far as the virus, we're also facing a lot of rioting, racism, bigotry, and hatred. And, you know, Jesus gave us such an example of how to overcome the feelings of that when he, did something that was so against societal rules when he sat down with a woman at the well.
Yeah.
You know, here this woman had been married 5 times. She was a Samaritan woman, and the Jews didn't have anything to do with the Samaritans. I mean, it was Samaritan woman.
Yeah.
But Jesus showed us at this point, you know, at this point, what Jesus did, for all you ladies out there, Jesus lifted the value and the integrity and the worth of females at that point. They were probably in that culture so abused and so mistreated, but he raised up women. That's Jesus in his ministry raised up women. And one of the things we have to be careful with all this social distancing and mask and separation, that we do not get to the place that that spirit of negative, of racism, and just feeling like we're better and thinking I'm better or I'm cleaner than someone else. You know, Jesus reached out and touched the lepers, Dwight. He reached out and brought healing to them. He showed the love and the compassion of God for people that were hurting. And I mean, I'm not saying here that we shouldn't wear a mask or obey the laws. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we cannot let this attitude of racism, we can learn from this to how to stop the pitfalls of racism from working in our hearts and lives. We can begin to say, wait, I've got a mask on, but brother, I'm not going to stop talking to you. I'm not going to reach out and have fun with you. I'm not going to stop that in my life. I'm going to continue to be that person that represents the Lord Jesus in reaching out my hands to another human being and that love that he gives.
You stay with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
We're back on Local Matters. We're talking about, this is your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Today we're talking about how to stay connected, and reach out to people in a social distancing kind of climate. And you gave, of course, Jesus, Pastor Ron, the Bible says to mark the perfect man. In other words, a model of perfect. We've got one perfect model, and that's Jesus Christ.
Right.
If I look to you as a model, or you look to me as a model, and we're going to get disappointed.
Yep.
You look to any other model other than Jesus. So he modeled the raising up, the elevation, if you would, of the value of a woman there, woman at the well. As you pointed out earlier, you know, here's a woman. First of all, the woman. And he wasn't supposed to even be talking to a woman because they were really looked down on that society. She was a Samaritan woman. And you may know the Jews hated the Samaritans.
Yeah,
because some of the Jewish people actually had married into a conquering civilization. They married into that. I don't know, Babylonians or Syrians, but some of the Jews married into that culture. And then out of that came the Samaritans.
Yes.
So they were kind of kin to them and family members that they really hated because they had married into someone who had conquered them.
Yes.
So there you have the Samaritans. So they hated them. So here's Jesus, a Jewish man, talking to a woman, a Samaritan woman. And here's a woman he comes up to her as to well, and he said, can I have a drink of water? And she said, what are you, a Jew, talking to me, a Samaritan? She's an angry woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hurt woman. She'd been married 5 times. She was living with a man that she was not married to. And she lived long enough to be hurt. She lived long enough to hurt people. And she was bitter. And even when Jesus would continue the conversation, he'd say, well, yeah, I know. He said, you've been married 5 times, and the guy you've been living with, you're not married. She said, well, I think you're a preacher. You must be a priest. You know, where do you say we worship? Why people say we worship there? She wanted to argue with him.
Yeah.
But he just maintained.
Yes.
He maintained, and he loved her, and he kept connecting with her and reaching out with her. There's a lot to be learned right there.
Now, that's such a valuable example to us, Dwight, in a culture that we're in. Obviously, we're required to socially distance ourselves, but Dwight, we can never get to that place to allow that I don't know how to say it, that spirit of segregation to cause us to not reach out. And one of the things that I think we have to do, Dwight, you know, all of us probably know someone that's affected with COVID. And one of the things we can do, we can check on them. You know, we can send them a text. We can take a meal. There are things that we can do that we need to realize if someone is isolated for 14 or 21 days, they need some connection from their friends and associates and family members. And that's something we all can do. You know, you can give someone a phone call. You can give someone a text. What is this bringing about, Dwight? It's bringing about an outreach of kindness. If we will not allow an attitude of, even though we're living separate, of segregation to enter in, we can see the kindness of God coming forth in the love of mankind. You know, I think about all these medical workers at the hospital at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. I was just thinking and praying for them this morning, thinking about how much their workload must be and how busy they must be and how isolated they must feel. And I was just actually trying to think of some way our church could reach out and help them. But Dwight, that's the attitude that we've got to have. We got to have lessons learned in kindness. Jesus made the statement. He said, if you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Mm. And so when we are making that effort to contact those that may be quarantined, you know, we don't have to go camping with them. You know, it wouldn't be wise to do that. But we can contact them and let them know we're praying for them. Let them know we're thinking of them. Let them know that we're available. We can drop a meal off for them if we need to. We can do something to help them. And Dwight, what that is doing is that is keeping the connection. When we're in the grocery stores, don't let the mask separate us. When we're thinking about those that are infected, don't let the sickness separate us. Don't let the fear of that. We cannot let fear dominate us. The love of God is greater than fear, Dwight. And
yeah.
And that love is what's going to get us through this. It's what's going to get us over the fear of contacting or taking the connecting with someone or having the fear of catching it. We have to watch our hearts about that, Dwight. As a community, I would give Cookeville an A+ already, but I think there's a lot that we can do in our community, in our homes, as we go to the grocery store. There's a lot that we can do to realize this is not the new normal. We're not going to stay at this point. We can still connect. We can still reach out to people. We can still believe that they are created in the image of God. We are created in the image of God, and we're not going to let anything stand in the way of that. And Dwight, you know, finally, in our last few minutes here, I would like to talk about, you know, prayer. You know, we don't talk about prayer a whole lot, but Dwight, you know, that's something that we all can do. We all can pray for people that we know. I mean, I know probably a half a dozen people right now that have been affected and have the virus and are isolated. And, you know, and my heart is, I'm just going to pray for them. I'm going to, you know, we may have to be isolated from them for 14 or 21 days or whatever. But Dwight, we have a connection in the Lord. And this is something I think we could spend a lot of time talking about. We should talk about a bit, is realizing that even though all of the mask, the social distancing, the 6 foot apart, the way we are unified, the way we acknowledge that unity is when they are connected in Christ and we are connected in Christ, we are praying for them. We keep them in our hearts. We keep people in our thoughts that are affected with this. And Dwight, just pray for them. Just pray for these people. Lift them before God that their eyes are open, that they're strengthened in their inner being. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul gives us a perfect prayer to pray for people. And he said, pray for people that their eyes be opened with wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Pray that they be strengthened in their inner beings, that they know their inheritance that they've received in Christ Jesus. When you pray that for people that are locked up, you know, that obviously, can you imagine feeling so isolated and just feeling like, gosh, I can't even come in contact with my family. I'm separated from my work associates, from my friends. I can't do anything. As a nation, we must, as a city, as a community, bow in prayer for all of these people that are affected and for the people that are afraid. You know, there's a lot of people that don't have it, but they're so afraid of it. Mm-hmm. They're living in fear over this virus. And that's something else we could pray in regard to this situation here in our community.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Rod Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about staying connected in a social distancing world. And you know, as you shared there, Pastor Ron, you know, of course, a lot of folks know that I serve as a hospice chaplain.
Yes.
And we've had, you know, we have some of our folks that are patients or in nursing homes, assisted living. And they have been, and we've not been able to get in and see them, but neither has their family members.
Oh, my.
And we've talked to folks, some with Alzheimer's, some with other diseases, and all of a sudden their family cannot even, you know, sometimes cannot have the access that they're used to having, sometimes not at all. And the facilities, don't misunderstand me, I understand those policies, I understand why they're doing that, and they even do the very best they can to let people look at each other through windows sometimes.
Yeah.
And occasionally have visits and under supervision. So it is, and we can, as we look at 2020, this whole year, we can get fixed on, I mean, in our community, we started the year with a terrible tornado.
Uh-huh.
We lost about 20 people in our community. Mm. We've got the COVID things that comes in right behind it. And we hear comments, well, what a year, how bad. And yes, we're not minimizing those deaths, for sure. Mm. We're not minimizing that harm. We're not minimizing those problems. We're sure not minimizing COVID at all, although the fatality rate is like 1 out of 100. I mean, you know, and some are non-symptomatic, but I understand the response to it. But it all, again, it's what we get fixed on. You know, it's like, but just as you have pointed out so well earlier, really, we need to look at this, changing our perspective. This has created a lot of opportunity to be Christ-like.
Yes, it has.
It creates
some
opportunities that weren't there before.
Right.
That didn't exist before, because this didn't exist before. And in our mind, we need to be thinking about, instead of focusing on the bad things that have happened, how can I make a difference in the part of the world that I walk on every day? How can I touch those people that have been infected with this virus? How can I reach out to their families? What can I do to make a difference? And if that's our attitude, it changes everything.
It does. And Dwight, that's what I'm talking about in regard to our prayer life. You know, prayer is something everyone can do. You know, you may not feel comfortable taking a meal to someone's home or something like that, but you can definitely pray for people that have been affected by this, and pray for the people that experience the fear of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a real problem.
Yeah.
And that fear has caused a lot of people to distance themselves or segregate themselves, when really there's no need in that. Well, obviously, we know we need to do the 6-foot social distancing. We try to obey the laws in that. But I'm just saying, this is a hard issue where we need to realize that we may have to separate, but in the spirit, we can be joined together.
Yes.
In the spirit of prayer, we can be joined together. And, you know, Dwight, I'd like to take a moment here before we're out of time, and let's pray. Let's just pray for our community. Father, we pray for Cookeville and the surrounding area. And we ask you, first of all, Lord, that the eyes of this community would be opened with revelation in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, we pray that this community would know the height, the length, the depth, and the breadth of your love, and that fear would have no place. Father, we pray for those that are afflicted with COVID right now. And we ask you, Lord, to give them hope. We just take authority over the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness that would try to blind their minds or darken their minds. And we decree light from heaven. We ask you, O Father, that light from heaven would shine on this community, that all of these hospital workers, that light from heaven would shine in their hearts and minds. All of these people, Lord, that have lost a loved one, that someone in their family has died due to COVID, we pray for them, O God, that light from heaven would shine in their hearts and minds.
Yes.
Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, and we ask for your help. We ask for your mercy on our community. We ask, Lord, that our eyes would be open so that we could see how to serve. And Lord, we decree that even though we may have to socially distance, that we are still going to be connected with people. We're going to still love people. We're still going to act with your hands and your feet in this community to help people. And we decree that in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for being with us. Join us next week, same time, for Local Matters.